Well, mercury, as you know, is a potent nerve toxin, and when it gets incorporated in the food chain, especially in fish, it is ingested by humans, and it can cause severe disorders for infants and children. And so as a result, because we do have a lot of mercury pollution here in New York State, over 100 waterways in New York State have advisories warning women of childbearing age and children not to eat the fish caught in those lakes and streams because of mercury. So it's a pretty serious heavy metal, very serious toxin, and there have been a number of steps over the years to try to reduce the amount of man-made mercury entering into the environment, and that's what we're still working on now.
Okay, so what does current state law do to regulate this problem, and what is this new bill proposing?
Well, at first we thought the major problem, and it was a major problem, was from coal power plants. So power plants that burn coal, New York was the first in the nation to pass really strict rules regarding mercury in the air pollution from those plants. And then we moved onward to other issues. We have also strict regulations for mercury emissions from garbage incinerators. Then we proceeded to look at what's in the consumer products around us. And in 2005, New York State passed a law banning the sale of most mercury-added consumer products, and that includes things like thermostats. Most of the older thermostats that people have in their homes contain about a thimbleful of mercury. So you can't buy those anymore, and that's a really good thing. But now we're looking at what the next step is to reduce mercury pollution, and that is how do we capture those thermostats when people replace them with new ones so that they don't end up in the waste stream, don't end up burning garbage incinerators, don't end up in the air, and then landing in our lakes and streams, being ingested by the fish, and continuing the cycle of poison. So that's where we're at now. We made a number of strong steps here in New York State to reduce mercury pollution, and we still have some more steps we need to take.
Okay, so I was under the impression that mercury it was pretty limited in its use, and you did say that initially you believe that coal plants were a source, but are there any other sources of mercury that we should be aware about?
Well, here in New York, you also have the issue with naturally occurring mercury. Mercury occurs in coal. You have the issue in the Adirondacks. Excuse me. Sorry. I'm going to repeat that. Here in New York, we have the issue of naturally occurring mercury in the environment, which leaches out because of acid rain. So especially in the Adirondacks and the Catskills, one of the big problems with acid rain was that it would sort of leach out this naturally occurring mercury, and that would get into the waterways. So we